the law. So, okay, we call the sheriff. As they said, they come out, it quiets down, it's back again. And then what? Does the guy wait around in his bathrobe at 1 in the morning to call the sheriff again? In talking to Brad Daniels, the multi-layered ownership of this property and the scattershot property management is a problem as well. Because with a normal neighborhood, you know who lives there, you know who owns it. This isn't a resort owned or even managed by one entity. The developer owns the common areas. Each of the nightly rental lodges is individually owned by mostly out-of-towners. Each owner can choose their own property management company or manage it themselves. A few are managed by local companies like Rent Branson. Some are online booking companies like Evolve or Vacasa. So when the sheriff tells the bachelorette party from Iowa to keep it down, then what? Next night or next week, it's a bunch of golf buddies. Surely you can see that just calling the sheriff by us over and over again isn't a good long-term solution. There need to be rules that are enforced by the resort. They wouldn't allow this at Big Cedar or even some of the nice little resorts in our neighborhood. The traffic. You've heard about the traffic. I personally have had to slam on my brakes. I've learned, coming down around that blind curve toward the bottom of the hill, to go slow down, and the traffic piles up behind me because they don't know. And I've had them slam on their brakes right behind me and pull off into the shoulder because they get caught unawares because of the people pulling in to the resort with boats or pulling out again. These 12 injury accidents don't tell the whole story. There have been lots and lots of close calls, and often. Now, most of you know I'm a realtor, and in looking at the numbers, the statistics, this project was approved for 100 nightly rental lodges 3 years ago, 20 acres. That didn't sound too bad to me at the time. Just under a quarter acre per house. And the original literature suggesting 4 to 6 bedroom houses, they promised a parking space per bedroom. They promised green spaces, a barrier around the perimeter with a dedicated park and lake access. I beg you to drive through there this weekend. There's nowhere near a parking space for every bedroom. No green space, no park, much less a buffer for these neighbors. Comparing our acreage, Siesta Cove's 20 acres, 50 homes and 150 bedrooms, more or less, to Branson Cove's 20 acres with 73 homes and 670 bedrooms. 670 bedrooms. If you approve these 5 lots, they don't have to just put one on each. These are blanket approvals. They could put up to 10 more lodges, 15, another 150 bedrooms in there. Finally, I keep hearing the statement that a guy should be able to do what he wants with his land, and I agree. Up until it infringes on the right of the neighbors to do what they want, which is the right of quiet enjoyment of their land, like a quiet barbecue in the backyard without loud rap music competing with his ball game, or guys peeing in the tree line in front of his daughters, bright lights shining all night long in the backyard, people crashing through the woods next to my house trying to get to the lake. This really is happening to us. 3 years ago, Branson Cove was approved with no care taken to protect these adjacent properties. Please don't say yes to more of this. Thank you so much. I'm sorry it's a little emotional. It's very intimidating to stand up and talk, but I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
I don't have any.
I'm going to assume the statements that you made about the guests there, they have been witnessed and they're accurate.
Yes, ma'am.
Not just subjective.
Secondhand. Secondhand, but that's what I've been hearing from the neighbors in the last month. And some of it I've experienced.
I'm the one that witnessed the person peeing in my backyard in front of my 8-year-old daughter.
Could you state your name and
my address? My name is Berta Snyder. I live at 129 Hoham Trail. Around the corner, that entrance is directly behind my house. So all night long, lights, headlights flash in. People park right there at the back of my house by that first unit and leave their headlights on all night. I've had drunk people in my backyard pointing at us, urinated in front of me and my 8-year-old daughter. I've had to drag my children into the house several occasions because the F word, the music, the F word flying everywhere. We cannot enjoy our homes anymore. We are violated. People walk up in my backyard. I had an entire family, walking up and just pointing at us like we were the zoo, you know? I mean, it's bizarre what is going on there. I had people that were renting the house directly behind us throw a ball or some kind of a game they were playing, went flying into our yard, so they hopped in their SUV, drove around, they pulled up in my driveway all sideways and crazy, hopped out, were running all over my yard, yelling and screaming, getting their ball and their stuff that they had thrown into my yard. I called the sheriff. The sheriff come out and wanted to know all my information. And once they got all my information, they never even pursued it. Then the next day, we drove over, and there was on our camera the white Volkswagen SUV and another little black vehicle that we had on our camera were parked right there at that residence that rented that spot. And, you know, we loved our neighborhood when we moved in. The reason we moved in is because it was so peaceful and wonderful. And I don't even know half of my neighbors here, but they're all just great people to live by. And they never cause any problems until this has come in. And it is horrible for us to live there.
All right. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'm Cheryl Wolf. I live at 171 Hoham Trail in Siesta Cove. We've lived there for 11 years. Our house is right behind the south side of Branson Cove Vacation Rentals. There are three houses built so close together that the length of our lot, which is approximately 100 feet, is what we look at. We look at these three huge houses. And they're very close. The decks on these houses are like 30 feet from the property line. And Branson Cove has not built any kind of, we talked about this, vegetation buffer or wall to separate the property or provide privacy. Because of this, there's an increase in noise day and night. I stood on my deck and took a video of the sound that it made. I didn't know if you wanted me to play it or not, but it's quite loud. I could hear people talking, you know, all the way from my back door, and you know, the house seeped in through my house, so I could hear it. And this was like 11:15 on like Friday night, so it's pretty late. As mentioned before, the lights on these decks are extremely bright, and they're usually left on all night, so there's bright lights, you know, all through what used to be a nice dense forest in my backyard is bright lights now. So like a stadium. As mentioned before, we've had renters trespass through our yard trying to get to the lake area because they don't have, like they said, any kind of lake access provided for them, or there's no distinct or clear directions showing them to walk down to the corner and walk down the road to the lake. Which we have approached some of these people and asked them, please, you know, don't trespass in our yard. And their comment was, well, the road is too hot to walk on because we're barefoot, so we want to walk through the grass, end quote. So, and also what was mentioned was, who do we call to help get these issues resolved? You know, we want to be good neighbors as well, you know, and not be troublemakers or cause anything, but we do want these issues resolved, and please do not approve any more rental houses in this area. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
My name is David Carlin, and I live at 259 Ho Hum Trail. Can I bring these pictures up?
Yep.
Sorry, I don't have enough for everybody.
Scott, where's 259 at?
See my cursor.
It's the one at the bottom of the hill that's closest to the south. And I apologize because I didn't think I'd be able to make it this meeting, so I'm kind of unprepared and I'm going to stutter a lot probably. To start with, this development has been unreasonable, negligent, reckless, and has caused substantial harm. First off, you know, when they first started this development, they cleared all the trees and they piled them up close to our property line and burned them. I even called the developer and told him, you're dropping ash all over our houses, our cars, our pets that are outside. It didn't matter. You know, they still continued. There's nothing we could do about it. Second, I personally sat in here and listened to the first meeting they had about the Ingalls driveway. They went to MoDOT. They got permission to put in a road. They said Ingalls would never be used, not even for the construction people. That's not true. It was. And now it's being used all the time. So that one entrance was granted to them, and they have made Ingalls part of their development. They have paved it. They have no curb and guttering. They have no signs not to use. This is not for us. Our development's over here. So they continue to use that. They have no entrance or exit. They let the people do whatever they want to. Like I said, they've been unreasonable, negligent, reckless, and caused substantial harm. Due to the development, natural water flow, and you can see by my pictures, has changed. I've got four spots in my yard that didn't dry up all year. I've got water coming out from underneath my storage building I've never had before. And you can see the pictures how they have slanted all their dirt work to all the neighbors, because all the neighbors are at the end of that dirt work. So there is no drainage, no nothing. It comes down to my house because I'm at the bottom of the hill and in my yard. They've even been fined by the Corps of Engineers for being reckless and negligent. That's what I heard. That's a secondhand thing, so I would have to check that for positive. Now we have people, as my wife stated, walking through our yard all the time using our stuff. A fence is not going to prevent that. Just a fence along that, if you don't fence off that whole development, it's not going to help. The noise that we hear, that's not going to go away with the fence either. You have to tear off the decks, tear off the patios, put them in front of the houses. Put the fence 5 foot back from the walls. Don't let people congregate there. That's not going to happen. You know, I understand this is a hearing about allowing more. I'm pointing out the things that are wrong with the first one that need to be fixed before anybody grants any other. But I do have some questions. You know, we did hear from the gentleman about the water usage. So all that water pressure is going on the sewer system. Is it capable of handling it? Is Poverty Point, Siesta Cove going to be responsible for paying for the upgrades? We didn't have anything to do with it. Is our sewer bill going to go down? Now that you have more people sharing it, it's natural the cost should go down for maintenance. Is that going to happen? Are these places rentals or are they commercial buildings? You know, who's responsible for the fire systems? Who's checking that? Is it annually, yearly, monthly, quarterly? What is it? We don't know. But our homes are and our livelihood rely on somebody else checking that. Are they handicap accessible? Or is there a rule that they can, you know, get out of that shows irresponsible and recklessness? And, you know, I ask you guys, before you grant any other building permits, make them fix these things. The water in my yard, the noise, the trespassing. School buses won't even stop on Ingalls. If these are going to be